Hey guys, this is Steve the Ruckus Whelan from Laguna Limelight on KX93.5. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen. You can also use one of our smartphone apps, but right now, here's that podcast on KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Baby girl, Thin Lizzy, that's Sarah. It's a pop song released in 1979 by the Irish rock group Thin Lizzy. It's included in their album Black Rose. It was written by the band's frontman, Phil Lynott, looked a little bit by like Jimi Hendrix, and also guitarist Gary Moore. It was about Lynott's newborn baby, his daughter. Every time I hear it, it reminds me of my brother Craig, God rest his soul. He used to listen to that track all the time, and he also called his daughter Sarah. And incidentally, Huey Lewis was on there playing those distinctive harmonica parts. Oi, oi, you're listening to The Ruckus. It's UK back in the day. This is the show that's going to make you want to dig out your old Puma trainers, take your pet rock for a walk down the street to your friend's house where you're going to play Atari video games. That's right. Well, maybe not extreme, but you know, you get the gist. Tonight's music has got everything in it from Stiff Little Fingers, Kasabian, The Undertones, Cool and the Gang. I've also included a couple of tracks from my favourite movies of the time. A little bit of punk, disco, your average pop tunes from about 20 years ago. Stay tuned. It's going to be really fun. Call or text me, 949-715-5936. I'll give you a shout out or just give me some feedback. Make sure it's positive, though. This is UK Back in the Day on KX93.5. Have some of this.
Ceiling if you want.
Was Dawn, Knock Three Times. It got to number one in 1971. It was released as a single in November 1970, actually. Written and sang by Tony Orlando, along with Thelma Hopkins and Joyce Wilson. I want to say hi to all our new listeners. I met a bunch of them at the hospitality night here in Laguna last Friday. They all said they would listen, so thank you so much for that. Here's a request from Catherine Lasky of North Laguna. She's requested Eruption, One Way Ticket.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
bit of disco, bit of R&B, bit of soul, all mixed together from the 70s and the 80s. That band actually was also known for their cover of Ann Peebles' I Can't Stand the Rain. Remember that one? Both of those tracks were big hits in 78 and 79. Coming up next, Iggy Pop, The Passenger.
Montage and KX 93.5 present Holiday in Laguna with Kenny Loggins on December 13th. Get your tickets online now at kx935.com.
Singing la 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 la
I hope all these tracks are bringing back some memories for you. That's The Passenger, recorded and released in 77. It was also included in the Lust for Life album. It was also released as a single in its own right in March 1998, reached number 22 in the UK charts. It was actually featured in one of my all-time favorite movies. It was called Trainspotting. Remember that one with Ewan McGregor? That one came out in 1996. Here's a band formed in Leicester in 1997, about 20 minutes from where I grew up, Kasabian with Clubfoot.
Introducing the KX935 smartphone app. Search KX935 in the app or Google Play Store and listen anywhere. KX935, Laguna's only FM.
Subways, running with people, up in Harlem, down on Broadway.
Traffic is looking really good outside. I hope you're all enjoying these tracks on your way home. You just heard Odyssey, native New Yorker from 1977 on RCA Records. They're actually based in the UK, but they're out of New York. Formerly known as the Lopez Sisters, got to number 5 in the English charts. Here's a couple more from my favorite movies. Call in the Gang, Jungle Boogie from Pulp Fiction.
Well,
Oh, yeah. Steal a Wheel, Stuck in the Middle. That song was used in Quentin Tarantino's 1992 debut movie, The Reservoir Dogs. It was used during the scene in which character Mr. Blonde, remember him, played by Michael Madsen, he taunts and tortures a policeman, Marvin Nash, all while he's singing and dancing to that song. Gives me chills just to think about it.
Maybe you remember owning this next band on a CD.
KX 93.5.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blind.
Oasis, Wonderwall, didn't quite make it to number one, only managed to reach number two, although I don't know any Brit that doesn't know the words to that song. I played Thin Lizzy for my brother Craig at the beginning of the show. He's my oldest brother. I don't want to leave my little brother out, Mark, so here's Stiff Little Fingers, Alternative Ulster.
Maybe you remember owning this next band on vinyl. KX 93.5.
That's the Skids, Into the Valley. The Skids were a Scottish punk rock new wave band formed in Dunfermline Fife. They actually formed in 77. Stuart Adamson was guitar keyboards. William Simpson was bass. Thomas Kellicham was drums. And Richard Dobson was vocals. That was their biggest hit in 1978.
She looks so good. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her.
You know, they cited Soul and Motown as some of their influences. That was the Undertones with Teenage Kicks from 1978. They were actually from Derry in Northern Ireland. Lasted about 8 years. After that, the lead singer, Fergal Sharkey, he went on to a brief solo career. Coming up next, changing the pace a little bit, the Cardigans with Erase and Rewind. That's the Cardigans. They met as teenagers in Sweden. They loved their modern rock music. They all moved to Sweden's third largest city, Malmo. They was looking for their fortune. Looks like they found it. We're going to keep the same tempo in the background. Here's the Cranberries with Linger, or Linger. Thank you. That was Linger the Cranberries. Coming up in the background, the Verve Bittersweet Symphony. Bit of alternative rock for you. This is their lead track on their third studio album, Urban Hymns, from 1997. This is UK Back in the Day. My name's The Ruckus, right here on KX93.5. That's the Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. In the background, here's a bit of UB40. Written about the unemployment situation in Coventry, around about the time Maggie Thatcher was in power at number 10 Downing Street. This is 1 in 10. More great music coming up from The Skong Show next. I'll say goodbye. I'll see you next week. Had a great time, guys. Cheers.
bigger around the corner who no one's paradigm. I'm the child that never learns to read, cause no one's really time. Another hungry baby, yeah.